Okay, I've got a joke for you today, okay? What did the diversity hire lesbian Navy captain order her crew to do as the ship was sinking? All personnel are to use the toilet before getting in the life raft. Sorry, that's not a joke. That's actually one of the final orders given by Captain Incompetence as the ship was disappearing under the waves. In fact, she gave that order twice in the final minutes. The transcript of their conversations during the disaster is comedy gold. Another classic line immediately after the boat struck the reef and got stuck was, "Do you want me to take it out of auto now?" Because, as we know, they crashed as they had forgotten they'd left the autopilot on. I'll give you more from the transcript later. Oh, and we were all right in our skepticism and questioning of the Navy. She and other crew members were not qualified to be in control of that ship. Although the Navy used some sort of linguistic sorcery to rephrase it as "not platform endorsed," rather than the more direct wording of "not qualified." The captain was not platform endorsed, so it doesn't sound that serious, does it? You know, it's like how in war the military will report on collateral damage instead of saying, "Oops, we killed some innocent civilians." But let me bring you up to speed first, because the latest news is that DEI champion, the commander Yvonne Grey, will be court-martialed, which I never thought would happen. You may recall that she managed to sink her ship during peacetime while there were obviously no threats to the vessel, other than the threat from herself and her crew's ineptitude, I guess. And then the Navy and the New Zealand government spent months trying to cover up how bad it was, gaslighting the public, shaming citizens who demanded answers, and were reframing the disaster as a triumph, calling the captain a hero.
Nobody lost their lives, and that is actually something of a triumph, frankly.
Commander Grey, who served in the Royal Navy for almost 20 years, faces charges including that she was absent from the ship's bridge while within a nautical mile of a reef, the Times reported. She also faces a charge of failing to manage risks of conducting hydrographic work in uncharted waters close to reefs, and she faces a maximum of 2 years imprisonment if convicted. Naughty, naughty. And there she is, our captain. Happy International Women's Day! If you're a young girl entering the workplace for the first time, then you can aspire to this. You know, you too could choose to play the gender card, or to maybe get a promotion based on your sexuality, and you can create this disaster and still be hailed a hero after it. I did hear a rumor that they're probably going to turn this into some sort of scuba diving tourist attraction. So now that'll help the New Zealand government spin it even more into a triumph. And it was lucky that nobody died in this. And look at this, they're all very, very happy. Yeah, we did a brave thing. We even managed to take a shit at the captain's request before we got in the lifeboat. Give us our medals now, please.